In the weeks following a fatal shooting at Butler High School, incidents across Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools have been under scrutiny. 7 guns have been found on school campuses this year. In a news conference today, CMS Superintendent Clayton Wilcox said the district has been compelled to act. WFAE's Coldell Charco has this report.
CMS schools are increasing security measures to try to keep weapons out of schools. In January, schools will start electronic wanding and doing backpack checks at random locations. In response to a reporter's question about whether those steps are sufficient, Wilcox said it's a start.
The difficulty that I have as a school superintendent, quite honestly, is I want school to feel like a safe place. I don't want kids to think that I think it's such a lawless place that I have to run them through so many different traps that they're just looking over their shoulder all the time.
He says finding balance between keeping the schools safe and students feeling secure is important to him and to the schools. Previously, CMPD Chief Kerr Putney said all schools should have metal detectors at their entrances to keep guns out. But today, Superintendent Wilcox said that's not a good option for now because of various factors. Some schools, he says, have numerous buildings and entrances, and metal detectors could bring long lines outside school doors and other dangers with them. Chief Putney said he's happy with the new policy and thinks electronic wanding is a good first step.
This is what can be done at this moment. So, obviously, here's the deal. I want the best possible, and as a chief, that's my job. So anything that gets us towards that, I'm good with.
Wilcox said the gun problem in schools is not just a school problem, but a societal problem. And he says schools won't go easy on offenders.
CMS will not tolerate weapons that are brought onto our campuses. The district will enforce the maximum penalties within the code of conduct, and we will work with law enforcement to prosecute any young person who brings a gun onto our campuses.
If the school can find responsibility beyond the student who gained access to the gun, Wilcox says they'll work with law enforcement to prosecute those responsible. For WFAE News in Charlotte, I'm Coldell Charco.